Climbing from the speeder bus, Plagueis joined the crowd of newcomers in a short trek to a natural amphitheater, where pieces of meteorite provided seats for some. Others sat on their backpacks or spread out on the uneven ground. Shortly, the sound of whining engines announced the arrival of a caravan of hybridized land speeders, many in pristine condition, though covered with dust and bleached of color by the harsh light. Nearly everyone in the amphitheater stood up, and a wave of anticipation moved through the crowd, building to a fervor as an Iktachi female stepped from one of the vehicles, encircled by disciples dressed as plainly as she was. Plagueis couldn't think of a being more suited to Sulu'u Kamae or cult status. A hairless biped with downward curving horns and a prominent brow, skin hardened to withstand the violent winds of her homeworld, and a contentious countenance that belied an emotional nature, but most important, possessed of proven precognitive ability. Alone, she mounted a slab of stone that was the amphitheater stage, and once the crowd had quieted, began to speak in a solemn voice.
I have seen the coming darkness and the beings that will visit it upon the galaxy.
She paused briefly to allow her words to be felt.
I have witnessed the collapse of the Republic, and I have beheld the Jedi Order spun into turmoil.
She aimed a finger toward distant mountains.
On the horizon looms a galaxy-spanning war, a conflict between machines of alloy and machines of flesh, and the subsequent death of tens of millions of innocents.
She paced on the slab, almost as if speaking to herself.
I see worlds subjugated and worlds destroyed, and from the chaos, a new order born, buttressed by ferocious weapons the likes of which haven't been seen in more than 1,000 years. A galaxy brought under the yoke of a ruthless despot who serves the forces of entropy. And finally, I have seen that only those hardened by this ineluctable truth can survive.
She scanned the audience.
Only those of you who are willing to turn upon one another and profit by the misfortunes of others.
The crowd sat in stunned silence. Iktachi were said to surrender some of their precognitive abilities the farther they traveled from their homeworld, but that wasn't always the case. And certainly not, Plagueis told himself, in the case of an Iktachi who was strong in the Force. It was no wonder that Venomous had been keeping tabs on her.
I have been sent to overturn your most cherished beliefs in a bright future, and to help you wage war on good intentions and the deception of pure ideas, to teach you how to accept the fact that even in the midst of this seemingly blessed era, this wink of the eye in sentient history, our baser instincts hold sway over us. I have been sent to counsel you that the Force itself will become as if it had been but a passing fancy among the self-deceived, an antiquated illusion that will turn to smoke on the cleansing fires of the new age.
She paused once more, and when she spoke next, some of the edge had left her voice.
What this reordered galaxy will need is beings who are fearless to be arrogant, self-serving, and driven to survive at all costs. Here, under my guidance, you will learn to let go of your old selves and find the strength to recast yourselves as beings of durasteel through actions you might never have believed yourselves possible of performing. I am the pilot of your future.
She opened her arms to the crowd.
Look, each of you, to the ones to your left and right, and to those in front and behind.
Plagueis did as instructed, meeting innocent gazes and angry ones. frightened looks and expressions of loss.
And think of them as stepping stones to your eventual escalation, the Akachi said.
She showed her hands.
The touch from my hands will set the current flowing through you. It will trip the switch that will start your journey to transformation. Come to me if you wish to be selected.